This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The last-minute decision to send 3,000 U.S. troops to Afghanistan to help partially evacuate the U.S. embassy is calling into question whether U.S. President Joe Biden will meet his August 31st deadline for fully withdrawing combat forces. The first U.S. Marines began arriving in Kabul, the capital, on Friday, and most of the rest of the 3,000 are due by Sunday. Officials have stressed the newly arriving troops' mission is limited to assisting the airlift of embassy personnel and Afghan allies, and they expect to complete it by month's end. Afghan officials said on Saturday the Taliban seized two more provinces and approached the outskirts of Kabul while also launching a multi-pronged assault on a major northern city defended by former warlords. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani delivered a televised speech, his first public appearance since the recent Taliban gains, and pledged not to give up after the, quote, achievements of the 20 years since the U.S. toppled the Taliban after the 9/11 attacks. The Biden administration has asserted that Afghan security forces have tangible advantages over the insurgents, including a viable air force and superior numbers. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Saturday said the scale of natural disasters that have hit Russia this year has been, quote, absolutely unprecedented. Speaking at a video conference with officials on the effects of Siberia's record-setting forest fires, he said it was important to work on the climate agenda, quote, systematically. While Siberia sees an annual wildfire season each summer, the fires have burned with increasing intensity in recent years, which Russian weather officials and environmentalists have linked to climate change. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.